What up and welcome to the Beneath the Dirt podcast. I'm your host, Rome Bone. Thank you for tuning in. Episode 195 in the fucking hot. What's good, everybody? Thank you for tuning in, whether you're on the YouTube or the podcast apps. Much love. What the fuck is going on? What is really going on? How y'all doing out there? I hope everybody's staying safe, all that good shit. Yeah, got a bunch of shit to talk about this week, but yeah. How the fuck is it going? And what the fuck? Who is your daddy and what does he do? We got shit going down. And new music and all that shit. But first, I want y'all to go peep out episode 194. Interview with DJ Clay up on all podcast platforms, up on YouTube right now. Go peep that. Interview with DJ Clay. Shout out to Clay for doing the interview. That shit was fucking fun. Super dope. Talked a lot of dope shit. And yeah, been getting a lot of love for it. So super dope. Go peep that shit if you haven't already checked it out. And yeah, I know I said Thursday episodes were done, whatever. I'll do them every once in a while. And then I hit you right away with a fucking interview with DJ Clay. But yeah, always never let him know your next move. You know that meme that been going around? Never let him know your next move. So yeah, be on the fucking lookout. You never know what the fuck could happen or pop up. But yeah, I want y'all, if y'all could, I don't ever ask for shit like this too often, but if you could share that interview, share any of the interviews, share any podcast episodes that I put out, whether it's just a retweet, share the YouTube link, share the Spotify link, Apple Music link, whatever. If y'all could just share it, get it out there, you know, leave the like, subscribe if you're not already subscribed, follow. I don't know how every podcast app works, but if you're not following the podcast on the app, follow it. If you can leave a review like on Apple Podcasts, leave a review, all that shit. I don't ever really ask for this shit often, but it would be super appreciated and very helpful. You know, share to Facebook groups, anything like that. I know there's some people that already do that on the weekly every time I do some shit, but if we could just army the fuck up, share the fuck out of the podcast, share any of the interviews that I've done, any past episodes, whatever you want. I don't even care, but what I do care is that y'all here, y'all are listening, and I do appreciate the fucking love. And let's get into some fucking new music and news, shall we? I appreciate y'all. Oh, be on the lookout. New giveaway coming very soon. New giveaway coming soon. No, we just did one a month or two ago. New one coming in. Yeah. Thank y'all for tuning in. Much fucking love. But let's get into some new music and news. New music dropped this week. Buckshot, Never Safe. Talked about it on last week's show because I had got the CD. Buckshot always sends CDs out in advance of the digital, so I've been listening to it for a couple weeks. But Never Safe from Buckshot is up on digital now. Apple Music, Spotify, YouTube, all that good shit. Wherever the fuck you want to stream music, it is up now. So go peep it. Talked about it last week. It's fire. I like it. First time I really dove into some solo Buckshot stuff. And man, like I said last week, him and Seven are just a great fucking team up. Production on here is fire. The samples, everything. Buckshot killed it. Solo Dolo. So go peep his new EP, Never Safe. Up now. Everywhere. And Buckshot, staying busy. This man stays busy. Teasing us with the Berserkers image last week, and he posted up this image this week, actually today, right before I hopped on. You know, I did my last usual rounds to make sure any new news or anything didn't pop up. And of course, we got the Mr. Gray album, Operation Delirium, coming on Mob Style Music this year, and then The Horde, The End Is Nigh, coming on Mob Style. I interviewed Buckshot a month or so ago, And we talked about Mr. Gray's album, The Horde, other possible projects that could be coming from Buckshot Mob Style this year. So dude's staying busy. You know, he posted that image with the Mr. Gray and The Horde because people are speculating that Mr. Gray could be part of the Berserkers. And he's like, if I forget what the exact words he was using, but basically, we know we got Mr. Gray album coming up on Mob Style. I don't think anybody has guessed correctly what the Berserkers are. Only time will tell. And we still waiting. But, you know, I've seen speculation that it's Cabal, Kung Fu in the group. Like, I don't know, man. Why introduce some new shit when there's already shit established, like Cabal, like the Double Dragons, like Hell's Kitchen, The Horde with Boondocks, all that shit. So we just gonna have to wait and see what the fuck the Berserkers are. But Buckshot Mob Style ain't slowing down for 2022. And go peep out his new EP, Never Safe, because the shit is fucking fire. I dig it a lot. I think it was a really dope listen from Buckshot. But yeah, let's get into my favorite song of the week. When I first heard this track, I was like, I don't know. And then second listen, I was like, yo, this shit's fire. What am I fucking bugging or nah? Suicide Boys came out with a brand new song, just surprise new song, The Evil That Men Do. And this is not your traditional Suicide Boys sound. Like, it's still dark. They still be rapping like that devil shit. But it's almost on some, like, I want to say some, like, boom bap shit. Like, the drums are on some, like, boom bap style. But done Suicide Boys style. I don't know. Like, slow flow. No real harmonizing on here. There's, like, a break for the hook. I listened to it, I think, 3 times. This track is fire from Suicide Boys. Like I said, this ain't your traditional shit that you hear from Ruby to Cherry or Scrim. But man, they fucking killed it on here. This shit is a bop. You get your fucking head nodding to this shit. Man, these dudes absolutely killed it on this track. And I'm hyped for new Suicide Boys shit. I'm always hyped for Suicide Boys shit. But yeah, this new single came out of fucking nowhere. Go peep it if you haven't fucking checked it out yet. The shit is fire. Keeping it a little bit Suicide Boys news. Shakewell, who is signed to Suicide Boys label Gray 59, G59, you know. He's got his new album, Pray for Shakewell, dropping this Friday. He dropped the cover art and the track list for it. New Shakewell album dropping this Friday. Shakewell is fucking dope. If you haven't peeped out Shakewell, this dude's fucking fire, man. Like, I don't know what else to say, but this dude's fucking dope with it. We got production on here from MTM, Dredda, and Flexitelli, Parvo, amongst others. Features on the album. We got a feature from Fat Nick on here. Features from Booby Ludovelli, and another feature from Suicide Boys. So Suicide Boys will be on the new Shakewell album, Pray for Shakewell, dropping this Friday. I fucks with some Shakewell. I really like his first album the best so far. We'll have to see if this Pray for Shakewell is better than the Keystone Prince. But man, I fucks with some Shakewell. And I don't know if he's released any singles for this album. I'm looking at the track list right now to see if there are any songs ring a bell. And I'm not sure if he's released any singles. I could be wrong, could be mistaken, but regardless, new Shakewell this Friday, the 29th. And yeah, go peep that shit. And peep that new Suicide Boys as well. And then we got new Flea Lord. Man, it's been a minute since we talked about Flea Lord on the show. But Flea Lord, he dropped a new single called Out the Mud off his upcoming project, Pray for the Evil 3. We're getting the third installment of the Pray for the Evil series, produced entirely by MeFux. MeFux did 1 and 2 and now 3. I don't have a release date for that, but I probably could look it up, which I will do right now. But the single is fire. Out the Mud it's kind of, you know, what, I mean, the song title is what it is. He came from out the mud. You know, the shit is fucking fire. The album drops May 6th. I'm looking at the track list right here. And we got 12 tracks. Features from Cormega, Funk. Fat Joe's going to be on the album. God damn. Fat Joe going to be on there. UFO Fev, Rock Marciano, Trade of Truth. TF. That's Flea Lord's fucking boy right there. TF, he's been on a few Flea Lord projects, but Pray for the Evil 3 is coming out May 6th, and the new single Out the Mud is fire. It's not super aggressive, in your face type shit Flea Lord kind of known for doing. It's kind of more relaxed, but letting you know, like, hey, I made it out the motherfucking mud, and we here, we doing our fucking thing, and it's fire. I love Flea Lord. I love his style, his cadence on the microphone, super aggressive. In most cases, this one not so much, but man, Flea Lord absolutely killed it. Definitely looking forward to Pray for the Evil 3 from Lord Lord. Yeah. And then we got new Nine Mills. Nine Mills coming out of Worcester, Mass. He dropped a new track for 420 last week, Big Smoke Clouds. Defiant Air, his record label. I believe that's him and Resno, Defiant Air. But Big Smoke Clouds hit, you know, 420. The stoner holiday was last week. Hope everybody had a good 420 and got high as fuck, if that's what you do, if you partake, all that good shit. But go peep out the new Nine Mills, Big Smoke Clouds. Shit's dope, man. We just getting high as a motherfucker. Getting high. We getting high up in here. Pass that shit over here. Puff, puff, pass, motherfucker. Stop fucking hogging the shit. You're fucking saliva all over this shit, nasty ass motherfucker. Puff, puff, pass. And go peep out that new Nine Mills, Big Smoke Clouds. And of course, as always, every song that I talk about on the podcast is up on the Beneath the Dirt Weekly Bumps playlist, Spotify, Apple Music, YouTube. You can find the links at beneathdirt.com. Updated every Friday. Go peep that shit. And yeah, we getting real close to 100 followers on the Spotify playlist, which is fucking dope. Really dope. Getting close to 100 followers. If you haven't followed it on Spotify, if you are a Spotify user, go follow the shit, man. You might find some new music. The shit I talk about, the shit that you might not go seek out. All you have to do is follow the playlist, and then you're literally one click away from discovering new music or some shit that, you know, that you might want to hear anyway, you know? So go peep that shit, man. And this past weekend, Astronomicon 5, Astro Nickelbag went fucking down this past weekend. And I didn't hear any news from the 25 years of Twisted thing, and I'm not sure if that it has even gone down as I'm recording this. So if anything from 25 years of Twisted panel was spoken about, any news that was that popped off from that, talk about it next week, because either it did happen and I heard nothing from it, or it just hasn't happened yet as of the recording of this show. So yeah. No news on that front, but Astro 5 looked like it was another fucking success. I mean, seems like it gets bigger and bigger every year. Seems like they were in a bigger venue this year, which was kind of one of the complaints of the last couple Astronomicons, where it was just like they outgrew where they were, so they moved to a different spot, bigger spot, and it seemed pretty successful. Seeing a lot of people up in the motherfucking house for Astro 5. They had the VIP party with performances from Buckshot, ABK, the ROC. Trying to think who else performed at that shit. That's all I can think of off the top of my head. Then they had the 420 show with Twisted, Super Famous Fun Time guys. Can't remember off the top of my head. Who else was there? Blaze was there, of course. And yeah, they had a whole bunch of panels and shit. Looked like a fucking dope time at Astronomicon this year. And then Twisted like the day before Astronomicon or a couple days before Astronomicon announced that they were dropping an exclusive EP at Astro 5, the Nickel Bag EP from Twisted. Excuse me, 5 brand new songs. I think 2 being remixes. Sorry, I shouldn't say 5 brand new songs. I should say 5 tracks, 2 being remixes, 3 being new. The track list as follows: Song 1, Smoke. Song 2, High Life. Song 3, Hydro, the Bong Water Remix. Song 4, The Clouds Outside. And number 5, Let's Get High as a Kite Remix. And shout out to Legends Will Never Die for giving me the track list for that shit. And yeah, limited to 420 copies, 420, you know, in celebration of the 420 and the weed and the theme of the, you know, the Nickel Bag. A follow-up to last year's, the fuck did they call it, Electric Lettuce, which was a fire EP. The fuck? Can I get my words out, please? I like that Electric Lettuce EP a lot. What the fuck, man? The shit I do, and I don't edit my shit. Like, that fucking little fuck-up that I had is gonna stay there. Just because it is what it is. It's what I do. I don't edit my shit out in most cases. Sometimes shit be too out there and we gotta edit it. But anyway, regardless. Twisted, Nickel Bag, the EP out now. Haven't heard any of the songs yet. I'm sure the shit is uploaded to YouTube. I'll take a quick fucking look right now while we're talking about it. But exclusive EP, maybe it will pop up on M&E Shop at some point. I'm not quite sure. But they were saying that that it was exclusive. No word if it'll be digital. I don't know how. You know, sometimes we just don't know how exclusive really is. But the Nickel Bag EP is out right now. And then this past Saturday, actually, was Record Store Day. And Twisted dropped a 7-inch picture disc for the song I Tried to Warn You, a brand new track produced by Young Wicked. It is up on YouTube. Someone already ripped it to YouTube. There's a Fritz the Cat remix as well. I prefer the Young Wicked version, which is, I think, the standard version, because the Fritz version is the remix. But man, this song is hard as fuck. Super dope. And Madrox on this track, rapping about still repping for the carnival. Like, we still throwing out olive branches out there and seeing what happens. But Madrox on here, he said, maybe not verbatim, word for word, but he said something along the lines of, we still out here repping for the carnival. So, man, I heard that shit. I said, yo, I was like a DJ. Bring that shit back, you know? Hearing that shit, the Monoxide apology from a couple months ago, apologizing to the Juggalos. It's dope to hear, man. Like, these dudes still rep Juggalo, still say they're repping for the carnival. I don't know. Take it as you will. You know, the haters will fucking hate. And the people that aren't fucking hating just to fucking hate are going to see this and be like, this is another fucking step. Albeit probably the tiniest little babiest fucking step. You know, when a baby tries taking that first step and they instantly fall on their ass. It's probably what this is. But regardless, it's a fucking step nonetheless, in my opinion. And it's a fire track. Peep it. The 7-inch vinyl was limited to 1,000 copies. You have to go to a record store to buy it. You could probably buy it online at some point. At this point, a lot of record stores do sell the Record Store Day exclusives after Record Store Day has come and gone. I also caught myself the new Czarface album, Czarmageddon, which will be dropping digitally this Friday, but had to cop that Czarface vinyl that was a Record Store Day exclusive. The only way to get that vinyl, comes with a card set and all that shit. Like, fire, man. Like, I love this. I love this day and age where, like, people were saying physical is dying out, but we got shit like Record Store Day, Twisted dropping the limited edition CDs, everybody dropping the limited edition shits, getting people hyped to collect CDs, vinyl, shit, even cassette sometimes. It's just super dope to see. And I love it. As a collector myself, I mean, if you're watching on YouTube, you see it every week, my fucking CD collection right there. I got my vinyl collection right there in the back, cassettes right there. Like, I love this shit, man. It gets me hype, and it just keeps that fire going. And then keeping with the Astro news, Ala Azuli Liu was not at Astronomicon this year. Or actually, I should say, Ala Azuli Liu was at Astronomicon this year, sans Billy O'Bay. Billy O'Bay was not there. They did make an announcement a couple days before Astro saying, unfortunately, due to unforeseen circumstances, the Ala Azuli Liu will no longer be attending Astronomicon 5 or the Electric Lettuce concert. This is why I don't like reading on the fucking podcast, man. I just can't do it. And this is how I read to myself. This is why I don't read books. This is why I stopped reading comic books, because I can't fucking read. But anyway, they go on to say, "You're beautiful. We were looking forward to seeing your beautiful forever faces, but we will have to make it up to you all in the future. We hope everyone attending had a blast and stay safe." And Joey Black and Lee Carver were at Astro 5. So whatever was going on with Billy O'Bay, hope everything's safe. Hope he's healthy. You know, people love speculating. As soon as this shit came out that Zool wasn't going to be there, people are like, they'd be so much better off M&E anyway. The speculation began that they're off M&E, they're leaving M&E. And why do people like doing this shit? I don't fucking get it. I get speculating, but why does it always have to go to shit like that? They're leaving the label. They're fucking broke. They ain't got no money. Like, it's the same shit over and over. Rinse, cycle, repeat. Throw the fuck up. It's gross. I hate it. But regardless, whatever's going on with Billy O'Bay, hope he's safe. Hope he's good. It was dope to see Lee Carver and Joey Black in attendance. Super famous fun guy. Super famous fun time guys took Zool's place for the Electric Lettuce show. So Long Live Evil was still in the fucking building, repping, performing live. And that was dope. And then we got a flyer that was being passed around at Astronomicon 5 for Camp Zool 2 with a lineup of artists that will be there. Of course, Ala Azuli Liu will be there. Super famous fun time guys will be there. Long Live Evil, of course, in the fucking house. And to take note, on the flyer itself, we have a Long Live Evil logo and we have a Magic Ninja logo along with the Terrortown logo, which is where it's being held at June 3rd through the 5th, Williamsburg, Ohio, featuring performances from Zool, Super Famous Fun Time Guys, Blaze Your Dare Homie, Anybody Killer, Johnny Richter, Slasher Dave, Chucky Chuck, Triple MFD, Insane Poetry, and Scum. Noxious, I'm sure they meant obnoxious, considering that Johnny Richter and Chucky Chuck will be there, probably be performing as King Click, Cody Manson, Buckshot, Donnie Menace, Straight Jacket, amongst others, will be in attendance performing at Camp Zool 2. So there you go. Got some dope names on there. Blaze, ABK, Richter, Chucky Chuck, Straight Jacket, Triple MFD, Buckshot. Looking like a good one. Of course, they'll probably have more performances. You know, some lesser known acts, if you will. But Camp Zool, going the fuck down June 3rd through the 5th, Williamsburg, Ohio, at Terrortown. Are you going? Who's going to fucking Camp Zool 2 this year? In the warmth, not in the freezing ass fucking cold. And I forgot to get an image of it. But speaking of Camp Zool, the Camp Zool documentary, the Maskumentary, is what I believe they're calling it, is available on A La Zulilu's YouTube now. So they did do a documentary for the first Camp Zool that went down last year. That's right. It's called Maskumentary Camp Zool. It's up on YouTube right now, and it's a dope watch. 23 minutes, and the shit is, it was shot very well, edited very well, as you know. And yeah, if you want to get excited for some Camp Zool in anticipation of Camp Zool 2, go peep that documentary. The shit is fire. Super dope. Very well done. And maybe it's going to be a thing that they do every year. A documentary, maybe, maybe not. Maybe they're just doing it to get people hyped for part two. But regardless, it's going the fuck down in June. So go peep that shit. And who are you most look forward to seeing perform at Camp Zool 2? But on 420 last week, we had another album anniversary. A La Zulilu's Necronomicon turned 5 years old. I can't believe this shit fucking 5 years already. Time goes by mad fucking quick. But Necronomicon, the EP, the first one, came out 5 years ago on 420. And man, what a fucking dope EP this was. This was the first project that came out since I had got down with A La Zulilu. So I was mad hyped for this to come out. I was bumping Head of Horns already. I was bumping Psycho Volume 1 already. And then Necronomicon 1 at the time. It was just Necronomicon came out. I was fucking hyped for it. This was before Lee Carver was in the group. Billy Obey, Joey Black killed it on here. One of my all-time favorite Zool songs is on here with Another Dimension. Of course, they did a sort of a remake on Necronomicon 2 with Alternate Dimension with Blaze, which is another banger. But Another Dimension to me is just one of my all-time favorites. Love that track. Every fucking thing on here is fucking fire. Even the fucking, the intros, the Necronomicon, all that stuff, the infomercials. Brimstoned is a fire song on there. We got Get High, Bones Dub is on there, Head PE's on there. They got a bunch of, you know, the guest features on there. But man, happy birthday, 5 years to A La Zulilu's Necronomicon, because that shit is fire. And then another album that celebrated an anniversary. Actually, today, I'm recording this Sunday, April 24th. 15 years ago today, King Spade dropped PTB, P-Town Ballers, D-Loke, Johnny Richter. This was their side group away from Cottonmouth Kings, where they would just rap about whatever the fuck they want, basically. And to me, PTB is King Spade's best album. They only had two. They had Spade and Jaded and Faded. And then they had P-Town Ballers, or PTB, sorry. Actually, Spade and Jaded and Faded was not the first album. I believe the first album was self-titled, but regardless, still a dope album. But I like PTB better. Like Neighborhood Trends, like that shit is fire. That's the shit. Follow the Leader, Big B on there. I mean, come on. Every fucking song on here, the production from Kumagai, top-notch. Kumagai, one of my all-time favorite producers. Johnny Richter, D-Loke, killed it on this shit. Again, I can't believe it's been 15 years since King Spade's PTB. Like, I remember when that shit came out. Like, I've been around for so fucking long. Back in my day, I had to walk to the record store, right? I had to walk to the record store when there were record stores. I know there's still some around, but not as many. I had to walk uphill both fucking ways to that motherfucker to get there, cop the new King Spade PTB CD, and put it in the Discman anti-skip. Because if that shit wasn't anti-skip, you take one little step, that motherfucker's skipping all over the place. You had to have that anti-skip Discman. And bump that shit with them shitty-ass headphones that we had back in the day. It's not like the fucking Apple Beats and all that shit that we have now, but man. Memories like a motherfucker. King Spade, PTB, happy 15th anniversary. And every time these anniversaries come around, I just be feeling old as shit. God damn. Well, let's keep it Suburban Noise related for a second. Suburban Noise, SRH, dropped a new album from the Kaleidoscope Kid this past Friday, self-titled. The Kaleidoscope Kid's new album is out now via Subnoise and SRH. So go peep that if you're a fan of the Kaleidoscope Kid. And it's just dope to see Subnoise, SRH still doing the fucking damn thing, putting new shit out, putting new people on. And yeah, go peep that shit if you ain't already done so. Strange music news a little bit. Let's get into it. Joey Cool dropped a brand new track. He dropped a new song called My Boy. This is what, the third or fourth single that we've gotten from Joey Cool. Where's the fucking, where's the album at? Like, this dude just dropped an album last year. The new album got to be coming soon with all these singles coming out. So I'd say be on the lookout for album news from Joey Cool coming out now. That single is out now. And then King Iso dropped a brand new single. No, he did not drop a brand new single. My bad. King Iso announced he's going on tour. The Get Well Soon tour. And guess what? He's not hitting the East Coast. And guess what? I should have went and fucking saw him when he opened up for Tech N9ne and Worcester a month ago. But here I am, a hermit in the basement of my mom's house. Like, what the fuck, Ben? This is my own fault. But King Iso is going on tour with C-Mob and Tabo the Truth. Looking like this one's primarily a Midwest tour. Nebraska, Colorado, South Dakota, Iowa, Illinois, Michigan, Ohio. King Iso, C-Mob, Tabo the Truth. They're going to be doing a little tour. Looks like it's a couple weeks long, not a super long tour. They're going out June 2nd, coming back June 17th. So yeah, two-week tour. And be on the lookout for that shit. News for VIP packages, all that shit. But yeah. Another short one in the fucking books, but I appreciate y'all fucking tuning in. Much love. And like I asked in the beginning, if you could, please share the Beneath the Dirt podcast, share the episodes or share the interviews. Remember, go check out the interview I did with DJ Clay last week. That shit was fire. We talked about the Let Him Bleed series, his relationship with ICP, Twisted, fucking his label A&R. The shit that he's doing, Let Him Bleed 5, him hitting the road on the Rock the Dock tour with Scum, Light, and Hoodoo. Did Hoodoo and Clay beat Light's ass after the drunk stream that they had a couple months ago? It was a dope ass fucking time. Shout out to DJ Clay again, and shout out to everybody that tunes in every week. Thank you very much. Much love. I appreciate y'all. Y'all are the fucking shit. I'm Rome Bone of the Beneath the Dirt podcast. And until next time, I love y'all. I'm out. Peace.